you're going to have to pay close attention today because regular church is over. Okay. We're going to step in some rims this morning. What I say? Step in some rims this morning. Rims that are going to change your life. I feel anointed this morning. I like this definition of the apostolic ministry in Ephesians 4:11 through 16, an apostle structure of heaven to earth government. Now you may listen to that. Put on the board what we had in prayer meeting. Put on the board what we had in prayer meeting. An apostle structure, heaven to earth government. Which opened the portals of the supernatural. So all those connected, say I'm connected, can enter in and benefit. So it's not automatic. I'm not up here for formality. I'm here for revelation and that the Holy Spirit can speak to you about your situation. And then select you to be a witness for the kingdom. So I want you this morning, as this list give us a setup for the revelation that the Holy Spirit is about to give us. That's going to change your life, going to change your prayer, change everything. Your health, your fine, it's going to change everything. Now, before I read the scripture, first scripture, I got a good many scriptures I got to give you and give you insight on them. This statement, I think, is a powerful statement, that first statement. Sit down. That first statement. The first statement. Expect what? Spiritual elevation. That has to come through revelation. Two things that are called spiritual elevation is revelation and anointing. That's a divine combination there. Revelation and anointing. Revelation, you see it. Anointing gives you the ability to do it. So it's revelation and anointing. You want to think about in this service, because when we make that shift, you're going to have to be in both. Now the Holy Spirit is here to carry it out, but you're going to have to be open for revelation and anointing. And if you expect spiritual elevation, if you elevate it spiritually, everything else got to start coming up. Where Satan nor this world can rule you no more. No matter what he try to slip in, no matter what kind of feeling, what kind of fact he try to slip in, you'll be able to look him in the eye and call him a lie. Because you're elevated enough spiritually not to know that you own everything. The cross has paid for everything you need or ever will need. Are you following me? But there are certain things you got to know. That's certain things you just can't be a church member. When you see the next word, I got to explain it this way because it's an apostolic shift going on. There's going to be a new positioning of your life after this morning. The thing that you couldn't handle, you're going to be able to handle them yourself. A new position. Now when God says he's going to put you in a new position. When Jesus say, he's going to put you in a new position. And when the Holy Spirit say, he's going to put you in a new position. Oh, my God. And oh, my God. Then he talks about supernatural porters be open. That's a miracle, sign, wonders. That's a higher and greater dimension of the anointing that's going to be released in here this morning. Church membership will not be able to touch what we're going to deal with. You're moving beyond church membership. Isn't that so? And then we talk about the supernatural portals being open. There's some things you need God to do for you. They're going to start opening up right in your faith. They're going to start opening up right in your faith. Young lady, I might look at you all the time because you answer me. The rest of them, I do like my dad. My dad just can look at me all the time. Pioneering anointing. Places your life have not been. Places that you have not experienced yet. Spirit places that this morning, revelation knowledge going to bring you on a trip to see some thing that God has for you, and you're going to know how to walk in it. Are you listening? To be trusting the Holy Spirit, right? All right, so pioneering anointing, pace-setter anointing. What do you mean by pace-setter? A pace-setter is someone who's catching on. And they'll go before you in areas that you have never been before. All of you all are designed to be a pace-setter. In other words, to set the pace up for people. People see you walking in your blessing and your anointing and your insight and your wisdom, and they'll be able to join in with you because you've been properly trained. Pace should also mean, watch this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't expect the same. Every morning is a promotion day with God. God is a promoter. Are you listening? So get ready for promotion. Past fondness. There's some things you're going to see. There's some places you're going to go that the average person never seen before. When you step on what we're going to begin to open up to you this morning. Promotion anointing. Oh, I like that one. Y'all don't like that? Y'all mighty quiet. Promotion. You got somebody prophesying over you. Promotion, and you ain't going to say nothing. Now, I'll tell you right now, I'm ready. I'm ready to go into a dimension this morning that I haven't been in 52 years. Now, this last one, I want you to hold on to it. I don't see that they don't have it up there. Got so much up there. Precious voice anointing. Precious voice anointing. Now, that's going to be virgin territory. Let's look in our Bibles at John 6:63. That is one of the most powerful verses you will ever read in Scripture. Your days of quoting the Bible is over. Your days of just bragging on Abraham is over. You're going to be able to brag about your life. How you let God done some things for you. Because all Abraham was letting God do some things for him. Now, by revelation, by insight, by enlightenment, by understanding, and by wisdom, and by anointing from this day forward, you're going to be able to permit God to do some extraordinary things in your life. That's all right what he did for Abraham. It's all right what he did for Isaac. It's all right what he did for Jacob. But I want to know what he's going to do for Leroy. Sam God, and he want to do some the same things and even more because you are on the other side of the cross. Let me say that again. You on the other side of the cross. Abraham was on the other side, but you on the other side. So you're supposed to have more things happen in your life than happen in Abraham's life. You listen now, this is going to help you. Because you are under a supernatural blood covenant. A supernatural paid for covenant. Your health paid for. Your wealth paid for. Your well-being is paid for already. You don't have to pray about that. You take it. Now, this verse gonna open up a new sphere for you this morning. As the Holy Spirit teach me how to minister this to you. I want to minister to you this morning. Now, it is the Spirit that quickened it. It is the Spirit that make all this happen. I don't care nothing about your memorization and how long you read the Bible. It is the Spirit that quickened it. You know why? This is spiritual material. English and French can't handle this. It is the Spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. Now, here where we go. Here, listen very carefully. Your life can change this morning. Notice what Jesus said. The words that I read unto you, the words that you memorize, the words, what he said? No, the word I speak to who? The words that I speak unto you. That sounds personal to me. Huh? Other words, nobody else can hear for you. No matter what I say up here, God's still going to talk to you his way. If you're listening. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But I got to speak it to you. Are you following? So, when you're dealing with something, you have to get in his presence and let him speak to you. Let him, I'm going to make up a word, formalize in your heart. Let him formalize in your heart. Erasing doubt. Now this is not going to sound this is beyond science. Erasing doubt out of your life, and bring that back to me, Holy Spirit, and removing anything or anybody think they're greater than God. In other words, shutting Satan down by revelation. By God didn't speak to my apostle only, but God spoke to me. I can hear God for myself. Divine instruction. Miracle instruction. Are you following me? the words that I speak unto you, not them. And notice what he said about them. They are spirit and they are life. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about. I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. You need to know this. Knowing how to hear the voice of God and speak with the voice of God. That's the subject. Knowing how to hear the voice of God and speak with the voice of God. So, from this day forward, you are not just a scripture quoter. You're not speaking scriptures, but you're speaking from your spirit. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are anointed. They are supernatural. They can change anything. So when a situation come up, you want that to happen. I want him to speak to me. Tell me what, and the move not going to be normal. So you're going to have to be spiritual enough in faith, led by the Spirit, to trust God in you stepping in something you don't fully understand, but by faith you trust in him because he told you and you knew it was him. John 10. Knowing how to hear the voice of God and speak with the voice of God. Now, you got to hear his voice before you can speak with his voice. Now, we're not just talking about scriptures now. Talking scripture and quoting chapter 5, verse 14. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you ready? Huh? You speaking like a God. That your voice is on the same level with God's voice. Because you speak in his revelation. You understand? It turned you into a creator. This morning, you must listen because your words gonna carry the same power that Jesus' word carries. Oh, your word gonna carry the same authority that the Holy Ghost carries. Because they're gonna be on the same level. Are you following me? Now a lot of times you quoted the Bible and nothing happened. Because before the Bible can work for you, the Bible got to work on you. It means you blocking your answer. Not the devil. Y'all putting everything on the devil. You blocking it. You blocking it because the devil tricking you that you can't talk to him. And he sets you up and you blocking your own answer. You know what, buddy, amen on that. I ain't blocked my answer. I know the word. Why the answer didn't come then? I want you to leave here this morning. Why? Talking like God. Talking like Jesus. And you see in the natural, in the normal, in the religious world, that cannot be understood. It has to be the Holy Spirit gonna have to come to every seat this morning and anoint and reveal and let you know I feel it and let you know you stepping out in a brand new spiritual position that the average Christian will never see. Now, they know 240 scriptures, but unless it's spoken to you. We're not talking about memorized scriptures. We're moving now. We're moving into the stages of the apostolic knowing that the words come out of my mouth has power to produce God kind of thing. In order for me to speak like God or to use God's voice, I must hear his voice. Here we go in John 10. Look at John 10, 3. Now, let's not look at it religiously. Permit the Holy Spirit to operate on you. I probably need to show you that before this. Permit the Holy Spirit to take the word of God this morning and operate on you and all your situation. Right. All right? Now, if he operate on you, you're going to come up with healing. All right? I don't care what it is. I don't care what demonic power trying to attack you. If you hear clearly, well, I want to scream. If you hear clearly, you about to be operated on and shown what to do. What to say, when to be quiet, when to sit down, and when to walk off. Are you listening?
Yes,
you see, Hebrews 4:12. Unless that word can get a hold of you, you can go to church, but you ain't got no problem. See, you got to be able to yield to the operation of the word. Every time you come here, you should get operated on. But the preaching has to be from hearing the voice of God. Not AI. Automatic intelligence, what it is, I don't know. Artificial, oh, artificial. That's worse. I don't want to come to church and get no artificial intelligence. Now, I'm about to mess with your sadness. I'm about to mess with your madness. And I'm about to mess with everything messing with you. And I'm about to show you got to handle it. And I'm about to show you got the power to handle it. You born of God's spirit and you're washed in Jesus' blood. You are a powerful being, but you got to walk in revelation and anointing. What I say you got to walk in? And anointing. Not no churchship, not no membership, not no hollering, not no running, not no dancing. You got to deal with it in faith. So revelation, anointing, write that down. Revelation, anointing, and faith. Revelation, anointing, and faith. When you speak, you must be in that position of revelation. I got revelation, I'm anointed, and I've heard the voice of God, and I'm speaking. So therefore, because I heard his voice is my voice, and I get the same result. When he said, let there be light, when I say, let there be light, there's going to be light. See, I see y'all don't hardly believe me. But I'm shifting into an apostolic setting. We're coming from the Baptist now. See, you're coming for knowing the apostolic job is to create you in spiritual government. You heard that? You heard that? Yeah, you're a spiritual governor. When you hallelujah. When you're functioning right, you're not just a person talking. You're talking on the same level with God. You hear me? You're talking on a same. See, I know your head. You're talking on the same level with Jesus. Because you got revelation. Revelation. Heavenly revelation. Heavenly anointing. The devil mad now because you're here. He don't want you to hear that. He's under your feet. He's supposed to be under your feet. Not all on your back now, all on your arm and shoulder and that. He's supposed to be under your feet. He in the wrong place. These things cannot happen. Hebrews 4 and 12. I want you to look at it. These things cannot happen unless you properly operate it on. For the word of God is quick, is alive. Quick mean alive. And powerful. Look at chapter 3. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, piercing even to the dividing asunder. Here we go. Of soul and spirit. Dividing them. Because many times, you're listening? Your soul try to imitate your spirit. Your soul try to tell you you're in the spirit when you're not in the spirit, and you're not in the spirit, you don't have that power you're supposed to have. You're just mentally ascending. Now, mental ascent cannot take the place of anointing. Oh, y'all let me talk to y'all up here. See, you can have the Bible, quoting the Bible, mentally ascending. The Bible don't work mentally. The Bible works spiritually. God is not a mental. God is a spirit. Can I use that word, Lord? Oh, that word, no, that's philosophy. The whole spectrum of your life is changing this morning if you're listening. Don't listen. Don't with me. Don't listen for the same thing. Because he's taking us in another governmental position. He's putting you in a position where you can govern your life. You're not going to fall in the moral of Satan's groove. I could feel it coming out. If you don't catch it, yeah, the fish is gonna jump on somebody else's hook. Yeah. If you're not paying attention here, because there's a dimensional change in the spirit, apostolically and prophetically, happening in here this morning. Your religion getting arrested. It's been holding you back too long. You got to know how to fight for yourself. Now here he says, for the word of God is alive, 4 and 12, and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, see that, of joint and marrow, operation. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word shuts down ignorance in your heart. Don't be hitting on me up in there. You're just hitting me. The word shut down. Your ignorant days are over. I could shortcut an ignorant day. I'm going to shortcut an ignorant day. I'm going to give you a definition for an ignorant day. You know what an ignorant day is? When you think you're not going to make it. You plumb ignorant. You're a child of God. You're a daughter of God. You're a son of God. And I don't care what the hell Satan brought up. He cannot whoop you. You understand? When Jesus came from that grave, he was telling them, the devil can't stop you no way, because you're living a resurrected life. Say, I'm living a resurrected life. So You being invited on a divine elevator this morning. You about to go to the next floor. You about to go to a floor normally and naturally, scientifically, you can't go to. But it's a supernatural floor. You're on a supernatural elevator this morning. You're going to the next level. You ready? Say, I'm going to the next level. Now, you see how you're going there? You're going there through revelation, through God speaking to you, for you not just memorizing the Bible, making confession, making decree, but you're speaking with the voice of God. You're going to leave out here with the ability, the opportunity to speak with the voice of God. And sometimes to speak with the voice of God, you got to slow up. What I mean you got to slow up? Let him speak to you. And you said the same thing he said in the same power. Saying the same thing that God said in the same power. Huh? Be slow to speak and swift to hear. Don't mess with it too fast. When Satan jump on you with something, don't mess with it too fast. Just say you can't do it. And wait till he give you instruction. And then deal with him. So everybody here, how many online? Everybody online, today, 1,800, today you start to be a God voice speaker. Sit down. You understand what we're saying? You understand? You have to understand now. You will not leave out. If you do, you're stupid. You will not leave out here in the same position that when you came in here this morning. If you leave out here and don't sense nothing has happened to you, all the stuff I've said this morning, out of the anointing, just a few things we've said, just the first track we went over. Elevation is upon me. I'm designed to live a higher life. I'm going to have heavenly experience. See, and unless you cannot speak with the voice of God unless you have heard the voice of God. Because, turn to 1 Corinthians 2. It's kind of what kind of preaching you're hearing. Or what kind of teaching you're hearing. If you're hearing a normal outline, you're going to speak normal. But if you're hearing from someone who have heard from God, and they only come to relate a message to you that God told them to bring to you, that they didn't bring something they wanted to bring themselves, to try to be modernized or try to be popular or try to tell you they're a great preacher, but hearing God and speaking for God and the same power that is in God comes in you. Apostle Paul explained that in 1 Corinthians 2. Apostle Paul explained that. Paul said, I'm not coming with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I'm coming in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You hear me? Do you hear me? Yeah. So each time you come to church, you're supposed to get more God power by revelation and by anointing. When a person talks to you, they should know you're not a regular person. Person look in your eye, they should know you're not a regular person. They can see the anointing in your eye. You have the anointing in your voice. You have the anointing in your answer. You don't answer like normal people. 10 and 10 is not 20 with you sometimes, because you're in another realm. knowing how to hear the voice of God and speak or speaking with the voice of God. You have a right to speak with the voice of God, even with your shortcomings. You're not speaking out your body. You're not speaking out of your flesh. You're speaking out of your spirit, the self-same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And that spirit is powerful enough to raise Jesus from the dead, and nothing can come over my life that same spirit can't handle. You ought to be able to, when you leave here, somebody say, where you been this morning? You start dancing. I'm in a new position. See, if you're not getting in a new position, you're not hearing me. You being transferred into being an apostolic believer that Ephesians 4:11 through 16 can be fulfilled in your life. So I want y'all to read Ephesians 4. I'm not going to read it there. Ephesians 4:11 through 16. But that's what the apostle's trying to bring you to, that you can operate in that type of dimension. Let me give you this little introduction here. This lesson is one of the most crucial revelation in the Bible. It will determine how everything is going to turn out in your life from this day forward. Let me get it again, because maybe in the next few minutes you'll listen a little more. Listen. This lesson, that's what the Holy Ghost told me to tell you. This lesson is one of, what lesson? That I learned how to speak with the voice of God. And in order for me to speak with the voice of God, I have to be able to hear the voice of God. Are you? Nobody can do this for me. Nobody can do this to me. I got to do it myself. I'm hearing two words. Holy Ghost awareness. Write that down. Holy Ghost awareness. Two more words. Good word. At all times. Holy Ghost awareness at all time going to cause you to speak with the voice of God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy Ghost awareness. So don't answer in the flesh. Don't answer by just quoting the scripture. The scripture, whoa, watch this. The scripture not alive until you give life to it. You heard that? The scripture is not a lie. The scripture is just paper and ink until you give life to it. Now, you see, somebody may think you're degrading the Bible. No, no, no. We're letting the Bible resurrect. Let the Bible come alive instead of just saying stuff and still getting whipped. Saying stuff and still ain't getting no promotion. Saying stuff and still not getting blessed. Chapter 5, verse 14, and still not getting blessed. You got to put life in the Bible. The Bible is spirit. And the Bible can't work without spirit. The Bible can't work in the flesh. The Bible can't work in education. The Bible can't work in psychology. The Bible works in the spirit. And your heart is set to receive things in the spirit. So pray in tongue before you say anything. One of the problems is pray in tongue. If you got something you got to deal with, then at least take 5 minutes and pray. Then say something. Get resurrected for your speech. Move out the flesh for your speech. Move out the flesh. We've been speaking in the flesh. Move out the flesh. pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Then your voice become God's voice. Yes. Your voice become Jesus' voice. Yes. Your voice become the Holy Spirit voice. Yes. Your voice become heaven's voice. Yes. You're so powerful. Yes. I'm so glad that God bringing us into this arena. I'm so glad that I don't have to worry about you. You know how to handle it yourself. Whatever you're dealing with right now, just take these notes, take this word, and go back to work on it. Let the Holy Ghost, come on, son. Let the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
I missed this week, sir.
Huh?
I missed this week of prosperity.
You missed the week of prosperity, so you come, all right. All right, it's $2,500. I thought about you this morning. I said, where that lawyer at? He wasn't here. Yeah. I was looking for Julia. He said he showed up. He here. I wasn't looking for him just getting money from him, but I want him to be here. You know, you missed a $1 million seed last week. You could have been in on it with $5. $1 million. Over $1 million. Seed. Over $1 million seed. So everybody sold in that, they got $1 million seed in the ground. I wouldn't be your pastor if I don't tell you the truth. You don't let them people come in and sold on $1 million and you not in on it. What's the matter with you? Y'all got to stop being members and become sons and daughters. Let me say that again. You got to stop just being members of this church and become a son and a daughter where you can follow closer and receive. In this life, not when you get to heaven, in this life, the days of heaven on earth, when you operate in revelation. Oh, let me get back to my job. This lesson is one of the most crucial revelation in the Bible of you hearing the voice of God for yourself. It will determine how everything is going to turn out in your life from this day forward. Now, when we was in John, sit down. When we was in John 10, I began to read and I quit reading, but I need to go back there because there's a divine secret I want you to be exposed to this morning as we shifted into the apostolic. Go back to John 10. Go back to John 10. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who getting it? Y'all see the shifting, right? Huh? Now, let me make a statement. Your drifting days in life are over. You're going to be shifting every day. Because the Holy Ghost is putting a shift in your hand this morning. All I got to do is be still until I hear the voice of God. I ain't saying nothing till I hear the voice of God. So cha cha la la ba cha 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 go da ba. See, when you start doing that, Satan get nervous and he tell his little sissy demons, come on, go with me. Let's get out of here. Cha 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 ya 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 ya. If you hear an instruction this morning, your life is changed. Good God Almighty. What did I tell you, son? John 10. Let's go back to that third verse. Jesus the speaker. To him that opened it, to him the porter opened it. The sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name. And leads them out. Now we got an open portal.
Yes.
So no matter what you're dealing with this morning, child, you got an open portal. All right? I don't care how it look. I don't care how it feel. I don't care who against you. And look, notice verse 4. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. Now, why they follow him? For what? For they know his voice. Not his scripture. And then the 27th verse, you want that in your notes too. My sheep hear my voice. Not my scripture. You know how many times you can come here and you heard scripture? you know how many times you didn't come here and all you heard was scripture? You're supposed to hear his voice. He's talking to you. He's telling you. And I know them. Why I know them? Because they know my voice. And the only way they can follow me is by the voice. Look at somebody and tell them, my life changing this morning. Please pay attention. Please pay attention. I'm not going to preach much longer, but please pay attention. I'll be on this for probably months. Because preaching with the voice of God promotes you into the divine lifestyle. When you hear a preacher who preaching with the voice of God, he's promoting you into a divine lifestyle. You understand that? What kind of lifestyle? That means a supernatural lifestyle too, right? Right? Then 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 10, Paul laid it out. He got all kind of preaching going on. But Paul lay out apostolic preaching. I want to look at it for a few minutes. And them two guys, they're from two different states. They just left because they catch their flight. But they come just to catch a little bit. Amen. And you right around the corner. Did he come here? Did he rush it? He come here, catch a little bit. Sow a seed and catch a little bit. And you right around the corner. Oh, you want me to say that? Y'all better stop taking me for granted. Y'all think this normal. Y'all don't know how many hours in the spirit I have to spend. This is not normal. Y'all just, I'm going to church. I'm going to go today, but I ain't going tomorrow. No, you don't do that. I might say your word. I'm assigned to you. And you assigned to me. So we're supposed to respect each other. I want you to have good success. Are you following me? Well, I'm not playing. You come here. I'm not playing. We ain't trying to get to heaven. If you're here trying to get to heaven, you're not my member. You don't even know what you're doing. We're already in heaven. God, we already saved. Yeah. You ain't got a minute trying to get healed. You already healed. I don't care what your body just lie. Don't pay no attention to it. Just tell it. I tell you when a pain hit you, you say, look, pain. Look, I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus. Leave my leg. I command you now, leave my leg. Did you hear me? He said, I ain't talking to no pain. Well, be stupid then. I'm just telling you, in the spirit world, you got authority. Yeah. Let me talk to you. You're not a regular person. And the more revelation I see about Christian, Lord have mercy. And you're going to be mad with yourself. You live your whole life, and you thought you were praying a little bit in tongue and missed out on all of this power. You leave it out of here in power. You say, yeah, but I messed up last week. Well, repent. If repenting keep rolling over you, you ain't going to mess up no more. The Lord going to help you. Don't tell me you can't change. It's just your body got you acting a fool. Your spirit not doing that. God still loves you. Come on, y'all, let me talk to you. Wait, wait, y'all got to see what I said. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who in here didn't say, shoo? You're holding us up. While you're chewing that gum, say, shoo. Put that first sheet back up there. What will become in your own? That first sheet, son. Put it back up there. I want them to look at it again. Expecting spiritual elevation. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
New position. Look at it. Supernatural portals being opened. Just for you. Pioneering. Anointing. Past setup, anointed. Somebody gonna ask you, how you got like that? How you so blessed? How you so happy? How you so anointed? Where you go to church at? Shoot, I need to come sometime. I'm sad all the time, broke. I need to hear some pop. Past final anointed. Promotion anointed. Precious voice anointed. Ooh, glory, right. Listen at the type, I'm going to close. Listen at the type of preaching that has to be ministered to you for you to walk in the anointing. You're in 1 Corinthians 2. Sit down. We'll go over this, then I'll close. I know you thought I wasn't going to be here today. Guess what? I thought that too. I told my boys, I said, y'all stay cocked, boys. I might call y'all any minute. Then the Lord called me. He said, I want you to start making this transition this morning. Here the Apostle Paul lays out the type of preaching that transition you from a normal Christian into being an apostolic Christian and a prophetic Christian. In other words, sometimes you prophesy over yourself. Sometimes the wife prophesies over the husband. Sometimes the husband prophesies over the wife. Now, you don't have to go in her face with that. And I, brethren, when I came, verse 1, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. You see that? Then Paul says, for I'm determined not to know anything among you. There it is right here. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Notice what Paul said in verse 3. Because just like you have challenges, I have challenges. Why? Because we're both in a physical body. And we both got a normal mind. We both got a soul. We got an imagination and a conscience that go crazy if you don't know how to take care of them. I'm almost through. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. What is artificial what? Intelligent. A man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's why you cannot let a doctor voice be stronger than God's voice in your life. Get it checked up. And you may have to do some things for a while. But don't turn everything loose to the doctor. That's another doctor. I said, that's another doctor. And you have to acknowledge him. You can't put all your confidence in man. You can't put all your confidence in me. You got to put your confidence in God. In this promotion, you being promoted for just trusting men. You trust the living God. Say, God, what you got to say about this? I know what the doctor said. But what you saying? That woman had the issue of blood. They had told her, you're not going to make it. But she heard about a man by the name of Jesus. And then she got it on the inside. If I just touch the hem of his garment, it doesn't matter what the doctor said. It doesn't matter what the medicine did. But if I could touch the hem of his garment, she said it for you. Then she did it. And then she got the results. Nobody got the last word in your life. I said nobody got the last word in your life. You're a child of a living God. Nobody can tell you you're not going to make it. Nobody can tell you it's over. It's never over with you. You got to know how to shift. I'm trying to close. You got to know how to shift when it's not working right in that gear. The lawyer don't have the last word in you. He's here, but he don't have the last word. He don't want to have the last word. He recognized there's a higher power. Higher power than the preacher, higher power than the lawyer, higher power than the doctor, higher power than the professor, higher power than the president of the United States, higher power than the... What? I'm not putting all my confidence in no man. Trump don't have the last word. Jesus has the last word. You don't have the last word. Jesus has the last word. I pray for my president. Hallelujah. Say, promotion,
promotion
cometh
to my life
today.
Today.
Say, I'm leaving here.
Promoted.
I'll deal with everything I got to deal with.
In the power
of the Holy Ghost. To or I got to hear God's voice about every situation in my life. I got to talk to God about it. And then I talk in his language. He gave me a language to talk to him. First Corinthians, look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. Right quick, we'll close. There's mysteries that God wants to function in my life by. When I pray in tongues, I step into the mysteries of God. Not mess, mystery. All mess leave my life this morning. because the mystery will wipe them out. Say something in tongues. I said, say something in tongues. If you're not, you're in here and you're not baptized and you can't pray in tongues, come to the altar. We'll get you baptized. I got some men and women to get you baptized. You want to be baptized. If you never spoke in tongues, I want you to come to the altar online. Hit it on there. They'll get you. Because you need to be able to. Come on, son. So come on to the altar. Anybody else? Come on. Well, let's be real up in here. If you can't speak in tongues, come up here. Come up here. It's time for you to be filled with the Spirit. You're born of the Spirit, but it's time to be filled with the Spirit. Get on up here. Come on, son. I see you. Get on up here. Come on, son. I see you. Get on up here. Come on. Yeah, come on. It's gonna be a blessing. Come on. Yeah, come on. Okay, come on up here. So next Sunday, when we start speaking in tongues, you're going to be with us. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, how stronger these children going to be? How strong? This young boy, he started praying in tongues. He said, no, we ain't doing that. And they're going to have power not to do it. Come on, is anybody else? Come on. I don't want nobody to leave here not baptized with the Holy Ghost. You're a Christian, you have a right to be baptized. You have a right to be able to shift and move when you don't know what to do. That's what this is going to do for you. You're going to have what you call discernment. You're going to see things that the average person can't see. Ooh, y'all don't know how happy y'all make me. Oh, man. See, you know, I know what they got to go through at their age in this generation. And look, they up here. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's son there. Anybody else need to come for our cinema? Cinema, get baptized with the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. That's a secret to this generation here winning. The generation here got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they got to be able to pray in a language that make them see beyond the crowd. There's something you can't tell people. That's something they got to learn for themselves. They got so many crooks out there now. Hallelujah. Y'all look at me. I love y'all. You understand? I love y'all. I know it's kind of hard for a man to tell a man he loves him, you know, but y'all understand what kind of love I'm talking about, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these young people, these young men, young women. Humble enough to come when they heard your voice. I know it's all about you, and I just thank you for their life, that they're going to have the best life that can be given to them. You're going to open doors for them. You're going to protect them. You're going to guide them, and just thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to your right and go with him. Come on, y'all rejoice. Cut up in there. Cut up. My God. Hallelujah. My. My. When things are dry and look like that, nobody paying attention, I tell myself, preach, Leroy. That's enough right there with them kids going there. Jesus Christ. We're going to take up possible. I might take it up Wednesday because it's so much stuff now. And we in such a, thank God, we're not in a predicament. But we're in a position now in the spirit that it's time for us to take our ruling position. You see what I'm saying, Odessa? Time for us to take our ruling position. And we got to do it in the spirit. And the spirit is here. You may be seated, Leroy is going to come. And I'm going to go. There's a whole lot more. Praise God.